Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, back to Austin Hill in the Morning. Join the conversation by calling 877-933-2484.
Hey, good morning. It's now 35 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. Honored to be with you weekday mornings as we strive to be informative, challenging, hopeful, and helpful here at the start of your day. Take down our number and join us. It's 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. My question for you, love to get your thoughts on this. Here we are. The summer's right around the corner, right? I mean, it's almost here in some cases. Yes, I know some parts of the upper Midwest have rain today. Okay, so be it. But school will be out soon if it isn't already for students. And we're past the Memorial Day weekend. And a lot of people say, well, you know, summer vacation season after Memorial Day weekend. Okay, the weather will warm up. We do know that. In some cases, it'll be very uncomfortably hot. Casual dress, lighter clothing becomes the norm at that point. Does it matter how we dress and how we speak in church? How would you answer that? Does it matter how we dress and how we speak in church? Love to get your thoughts on that at 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Now, we'll get to the dress part here in just a few moments. I was reading an editorial piece, a blog post from one Jim Daly, the president of the Focus on the Family organization. And I didn't realize this about Jim Daly, but as I searched online, found his blog post that he wrote over 3 years ago on this issue. Turns out he's from Southern California, the beach areas of Southern California, just like I am. He's, I think, a few years ahead of me chronologically. But he kind of came of age as a teenager at a time when the beach culture and evangelical church were sort of colliding with each other in Southern California. And out of that collision came the Calvary Chapel church movement. And the there's Calvary Chapel churches everywhere in the world, quite frankly, I think on every one of the continents at this point. And we know we have a Calvary Chapel pastor being held in a prison in Iran right now, right? Pastor Saeed Abedini. But the Calvary Chapel church movement began as an outreach to a very lost generation, the early baby boomers in the beach culture of Southern California. And here's part of what Jim Daly writes. Pastor Chuck Smith, who just passed away about 18 months ago or so, he likes to he was the guy who said, you know, let the young people in the doors here. Jim Daly writes on his blog, when Pastor Chuck Smith defies the leadership of the elders at the original Calvary Chapel Church. This is back in the late 1960s. Chuck Smith says, let the young people in. Jim Daly writes this: as you might imagine, not everybody felt comfortable worshiping beside long-haired, unkept men and women with B.O. As Jim Daly wrote this, some of the young people even came into the church with bare feet, which especially irked some of the traditionalists in the congregation. And so that was a part of the deal. That's on the dress issue. Now, where I think we've come a long way from that, I presume at the original Calvary Chapel Church in Costa Mesa, California, somebody walking in smelling bad and no shoes or sandals or whatever, they'd still be welcomed in the door. But evangelical Christian worship has evolved over the decades such that we are very intentionally casual about these things. I will confess, I grew up in the Southern California beach area. Some people will think less of me after I make this admission here. But I have been known at times in the summer months to go to church, even morning worship, wearing walking shorts and a polo shirt. I mean, it's not cut-off stuff. It's not ratty-looking stuff. It's fashionable. But that's normal for me. I don't know that it's necessarily right. And now that I'm into my 50s, I at times wonder, should I be dressing up a little bit more to elevate the stature just a little bit, sort of be a little more of a grown-up in the room. But that's kind of normal for where I come from. Then on the other side of things, there is the issue of how leaders in the church speak from the podium, from the platform. And I'm not talking so much about the pastors, although sometimes this is an issue for the pastor of a church, but I'm talking about the worship leaders, maybe associate pastors, maybe people who fulfill the role of host or the person who makes the announcements of the church and whatnot. And I'll tell you, I got started on this about 2 or 3 years ago. I was having lunch with the pastor of my church, who I love the pastor of my church. If you've heard me talk about the church, church where my wife and son and I worship, I rave about our pastor from time to time. Very thoughtful man, and I'm so grateful that I get to sit and listen to this guy every weekend. But he kind of confessed to me over lunch one day, as I said, I think this is late 2012, almost 3 years ago. He said, "Man, you know, I'm kind of struggling with something here." And I said, "Well, Pastor, what can I do to be supportive? What's your struggle?" And he said, "How do I get the worship leaders in our church to stop saying the phrase, 'you guys'?" He said, I want to look at the guys that lead worship and say, it's a mixed gender audience. It's not just guys in the audience. Stop looking at the women in the audience and saying, you guys sound great today. You guys are on fire. You guys are awesome. And this is my pastor making this observation to me. By the way, I had thought these things before, but I just never said it. But he said, it kind of sounds at times like the adults leading worship are actually, you know, speaking to a junior high school camp audience. And we need to be a little more grown up than that. And so there is the relative maturity level of our speech, and then there's grammar and those kinds of things. If our God is a God of order and properness, if you will, and in some ways I think certainly God is a God of order, should we follow some kind of order with the way in which we use our common language? That's kind of part of the question along with the dress issue. By the way, before we get to the phones at 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, I did find this mashup. Well, I didn't find it. Our producer on the other side of the glass enclosed booth, Aaron McIntyre, pat yourself on the back, Aaron. Aaron found this video. This is put together by a group of Christian actors. And they're kind of spoofing church worship leaders. Now, please, nobody get upset. You don't need to email or call and threaten to never listen again because I'm bashing on the church. I'm not. But this, there is something to this kind of stereotypical, overdone parody as this may be, there is something to this stereotypical kind of pattern that we sometimes hear from church worship leaders. Here's a little mashup, a parody from Christian actors about church worship leaders. Roll it.
You guys made it to worship?
Hey everyone, welcome to Serve.
Welcome to Rock the Flock.
Go ahead and grab some coffee in the back.
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Welcome to Jam for the Lamb Conference.
We're getting started in just a few moments.
We're definitely going to rock the flock tonight.
Take some selfies, hashtag rock the flock. We're going to kick it for Jesus today, so here we go.
It's a great time of fellowship.
Also, me and my roommate, we just co-wrote a book together. We self-published it. If you'd like to take a look at it, and it's also in the bookstore. We'll be doing signings later. But
all right, youth of this nation, make this your anthem. Come on.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for coming out to this worship night.
Wow, there's a lot of you.
I just want to encourage you guys to continue praying, being in that atmosphere, and just being in the presence of God.
Okay, you hear rock the flock. That's a new one by me. You hear that, you guys, right? Does it matter how we speak and how we dress in church? What do you think? It's 877-933-2484. Lydia is up next in Cedar Falls, Iowa, listening to us on Faith 1090. Lydia, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hi, Austin. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I was laughing during the video. That was just hilarious. I think, you know, the speech thing, that sort of speech that we heard in the video, although it was kind of a parody, yeah, we do hear that, and it's, to me personally, it's really annoying. I don't think it's appropriate, but, I mean, obviously, you know, what is the heart? What is the heart? And with both of these issues, dress and speech, I don't really think it matters if it is not affecting your heart of worship. If what you wear to church affects your worship, then yes, we need to talk about dress. If it doesn't, we don't really need to talk about it.
What about if your speech or your dress impact others?
Well, I would hope that another person would come to me and talk to me about it. That's the, I think, the Matthew 18 principle.
Yeah.
But until someone talks to me about it, I'm not going to be real, real focused on that. Now, I was brought up in a pretty strict home, and so I always dress up and wear you know, a dress and heels to church on Sunday. That's just the way that I was brought up. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of church that I go to. It's actually a very generational thing. I'm 25, and many of the people in my church are 80 or older, and that's a very big deal to them.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I appreciate what you're saying. That's fascinating, Lydia. I guess the elevated stature of dress in your church, and I appreciate your call very much. And you know, and part of what she's getting at here is I don't think there are any, by the way, any hard and fast, absolute right or wrong answers to all of this. But part of what she's getting at there is what's comfortable and customary in the environment that we're entering into. You know, if the long dress and high heels are appropriate in her church, it's appropriate in her church. It would stand out and be the source of amusement and even distraction at a lot of other churches. I mean, that's at least part of our consideration, I think. But Lydia, again, thanks for the call. Wendy is up next. Wendy, thank you for listening to Faith 1200 in North Dakota. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in regard to the matter of dress, one of the things that I had to do was think through that for myself, first of all, before I looked at other people. And I thought, well, you know, sometimes on weekends you feel like dressing more casually. And as I thought it through, I thought, well, God has given me the ability to be able to afford to have decent clothes. And each week when I go to work, I would have to dress up for my employer.
Mm-hmm.
He would expect that of me because I'm in a professional job. Where if I dressed very casually, I wouldn't have a job for very long. And I thought if I'm willing to dress up each day of the week to go and earn that money that the Lord is blessing me with for an earthly boss, then I don't have a problem, I shouldn't have a problem with dressing up on Sunday for my Lord. And I say that from my own personal perspective, because I thought, well, I can dress up for church and I can come back home from church and I can put on my casual clothes later. It's not like I have to wear them all day long.
Right.
But I don't want to be critical of those people who don't have that ability, who have maybe had a turn in the economy where they do not have the ability to replenish their clothing wardrobe, and their wardrobe is becoming worn and tired. And I don't think we would want to prevent those people from coming to church. So I wear my clothes that are nice, and I try to not put judgment on other people that I see in regard to what they are wearing to church, and try to not let that be a distraction
sure.
to me and my worship of the Lord.
Yeah, listen, that's a very balanced approach. I'm glad you got through on the phones, and you know, part of what you're saying here, Wendy, and I appreciate the call very much. Part of what she's saying there is, you know, I'm required to dress this way and that way Monday through Friday, maybe even Monday through Saturday, and I'd like to be a little more relaxed mentally, physically, emotionally when I attend worship. I think there's something very legitimate to that. But again, it's a conversation worth having. Here's our number. It's 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Does it matter a whit how we dress and how we speak at church? Proper use of the English language, good grammar, maybe speaking like we're grown adults, those of us who are, those kinds of things. Or is that just judgmentalism? 877-933-2484. Quick break. Back with more of your calls on the way in moments. This is the Austin Hill in the Morning program, 48 past the hour, from the Faith Radio Network.
We want to know what you think. Join the conversation at 877-933-2484. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
Certainly is. 51 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Does it matter how people dress and how they speak, how we speak in church? 877-933-2484. Tammy is up next in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Tammy, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hi, Austin. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I was really cracking up about the whole church thing about the people in the background. So I thought that was pretty hilarious. But anyway,
oh, which part? The people in the background? Which part were you?
When you had played all the different people speaking.
Oh yes, yes.
It was just funny. It was hilarious.
Well, and we've all heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm from Northern California, and I definitely know all about Chuck Smith, which I think he's like the ultimate rock star pastor because he reached out to all these people,
uh-huh.
you know, that probably didn't know God, all the hippies, you know. So, you know, you have to kind of consider he really had a heart for people, you know, and so he didn't want to turn not one person away, you know. So you got to appreciate from his perspective how he was seeing people,
mm-hmm.
you know. But in the sense of, you know, regular church and the church I go to now, we reach out to mostly people that are hurting and people that, you know, might be starving, you know. So we are used to seeing people like that coming into church. And then there's also other people that are more formal, more, you know, like kind of like the 65, 70
right.
age group. Men usually wear the three-piece suits, and other than that, no other men are wearing three-piece suits unless maybe they're coming in to speak or something.
Yeah, interesting.
But,
well,
yeah.
So you're on the side of let's embrace the individual and not care so much about the externalities, right?
Well, you know, once you become a Christian, you know what to do. You know, you kind of have to have some balance there, you know, and understand you want to kind of look decent. You don't have to look like you're wearing a three-piece suit all the time. I mean,
right.
I don't know how you can be comfortable in worship if you're stuffy, if you feel stuffy.
Well, I don't like three-piece suits really any time, but not at church. Real quick, what part of Northern California are you from?
Oh, San Leandro, 35 miles away from San Francisco. That's
yes.
Yeah.
I know it well. Very good. All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, Tammy, great to hear from you. Thanks so much. Great to have you with us here on the program and appreciate the call. Amber is up next in Madison, Wisconsin. Amber, welcome to the Austin Hill in the Morning program. Hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I really have a heart for this topic because I grew up in a church where what you wore was the main focus of a lot.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of events that you went to, and you had to have a different outfit for the morning service and a different outfit for the evening service. And modesty seemed to be the focus, but it made it so vain. It became vanity being the focus because mm-hmm. clothes were such a focus, and it was just a fashion show at every service, and it still is. And Jefferson Becky, I'm sure you've probably heard of him, but he, I think, speaks so well to people, at least in my generation. I'm 25. And just talking about the legalism that comes along with really focusing on what you're wearing. And it can be either the church where it's a fashion show and you have to dress up and wear the suit and the heels every Sunday.
Yes.
Or you can have the reverse where you have to wear skinny jeans and a flannel shirt to be on the platform.
Right.
And I really appreciate the churches, like the one that I have found, where it's not about what you wear at all. I have a pastor who can wear jeans, khakis, or dress pants on stage, and you don't ever even think about what is he going to wear.
What about the ways in which people from the pulpit or from the podium speak, and the reiteration of the phrase, you guys, and kind of sounding very adolescent and youthful? Is there ever a point where we'd want to say, maybe sounding a little more grown up is appropriate?
But what really is more grown up? Is it like the Anglo-Saxon society that would kind of set the tone for exactly what the speech is from the pulpit? So I think it really depends. You find where you feel comfortable and where you feel like you can really have a relationship with God.
Okay, very good. Amber, thanks much for the call. Good to have you with us. Abdi is in the Twin Cities listening to us on Faith 90.7. Abdi, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank
yes, sir.
Good. Go ahead. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's going on? What do you think?
Yes, number one, I am a Muslim, and I just wanted to see how the concept of modesty by women is similar also to the modesty required by the Bible. So I was reading the Bible, and I find out that it says in the church, women should cover. And I don't know why that concept is not applied by the women who go to church. Well, the Bible is telling them to cover their head, to be modesty, and why that's not emphasized by the church or by the clergy or by many other people. I don't see anybody talking about that concept. So that's one thing related to modesty.
Well, Abdi, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your acknowledgement that you are of the Islamic faith. I would just say a couple of things very quickly because we're about out of time. Certainly, there is a place in modern American society for a greater level of modesty. And a woman should cover. That can be taken out of context and applied in a variety of different ways. I don't see a biblical admonition for maybe what the Islamic tradition would understand as appropriate covering for a woman. There may be some differences, but there might be some common ground. Good to have you listening, sir. Thanks for being here. I'm Austin Hill, soon to return. Have a great day, and thanks for being here on the Faith Radio Network. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.